God has reconciled us unto himself through the death of Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk about another blessing, a blessing that we all look forward to. In Isaiah chapter 43, in verse 18, we read this, "Remember you no more the former things, neither consider the things of old. I will do a new thing. I will give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And then we read in Ezekiel 36 and 26, where God said, "A new heart will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you." 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says it like this, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." If I am reading this correctly and getting the correct gist of what I just read, such as a new creature, a new spirit, a new heart, it's as though we are born again. In this case, we'd be getting a fresh start, a do-over, forgetting the old life, forgetting the old failures, remembering not the old failures, the old stumblings, the old sins, the old desires to please the world. A do-over is good because many of us in our past have failed so miserably. We have done so many things that we are ashamed to even mention. But here we get a new life, a new heart, a new spirit. We become a new man made in the image of Jesus Christ. In Colossians, we are admonished to put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. In Galatians, Paul says, "For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision availeth anything, but a new creature." In Ephesians, we are admonished to put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness. And then Hebrews tells us about a new covenant, about a new and living way, which God has given to us through his flesh. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, "Take out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, for even Christ our Passover is sanctified for us." Through the amazing grace of God, we have been given the power to become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things pass away. All things are become new. Things new and old make up the sum of every person's experience. All that is new becomes old, disappears, and comes back again with new insight. The mind of mankind seems to have a natural leaning in both ways. We like the old because it is old and tried. We like the new because it is new. This is one of the contradictions that's inseparable from human nature. True religion takes advantage of both of these tendencies of the human nature. It appeals to the natural attachment which we have to the ancient and old ways which have been sanctioned by experience. We like the old because it is old and tried. We like the new because it is new. This is one of the contradictions that's inseparable from human nature. True religion takes advantage of both of these tendencies of the human nature. It appeals to the natural attachment which we have to the ancient and old ways which have been sanctioned by experience. It appeals also to the yearning for progress, for fresh experiences. All hail King Jesus. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.